Greg Gust from the National Weather Service. Greg, the flood outlook for Valley City, you gave us some good news tonight. Of course, all things are subject to change. Tell us what it is this week.
Well, the good news is that you've done a great job of evacuating the water from the system from Valley City downstream to Lisbon and beyond. And so with that, the snow melt, it's gone. There's still some water in the river there, but you've effectively gotten rid of your initial melt. Now, there's still a bit of snow as you get from Cooperstown up to Cheyenne, and then from Cheyenne westward into Madoc, Oberon, in the upper Cheyenne Basin. That's still a lot of water to consider. But at least with the lower or the middle and lower part of the river flushed out at this point, it makes it a lot easier for Bald Hill Dam to meter it and to manage that flow through there. So that's all good news so far. Barring any big rains or big blizzards, we'll keep those fingers crossed.
It looks like between 10 feet and 15 feet, or the medium would be about 12 feet.
It's about 12.8, I think, is the 50% point, plus or minus a couple of feet. But that's just below the minor flood stage here in town. So that's a good news. The things that would likely change that would be if, God forbid, we'd get some type of a big dump of wet, heavy snow and or that heavy rain type of thing, which even though we typically don't see those until late April into May, you know, about every couple, 2-3 years, there's one of those that comes through and we get an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches. And that just doesn't cause anybody any good. Until the ground's thawed and the grass is greening up, I'm going to be on pins and needles waiting for that.
There's some people who are out there saying that, you know, there's all of this water content up in Devil's Lake and north of that that you just got done explaining. What they don't understand is, if I'm hearing you right, is barring any bad thing, the system, as in Lake Ashtabula, will be able to handle what we have if it stays at its current rate. Is that correct?
Lake Ashtabula isn't big enough to handle all of that water at once. I know I've talked with Rick Schuneman a few times, and I know there's many times worth of Lake Ashtabula water in the back there, but what it can do is it can meter it through. So as they draw down now in anticipation of that, as that water starts to move, it's not going to move all at once, and so they can let, and then as it starts to become a large flush of water, then they can start holding it back, allow the lower part of the river through Valley City and beyond to clean out a little bit, and then start letting it up more again. So the good news is it typically doesn't all come at once, and so that allows the lake to then act to meter it through. Of course, I'm always in the background. The worst case scenario would be to get that couple, 2-3 inches of a warm rain on top of that snowpack, and that would just be a bad situation.
All bets are off.
Yeah, that's a bad situation.
And then one last question. The acre feet of water, I liked how you had that comparison from 2009 and 11.
And 2011.
And now today. Where are we at with that potential this week?
Well, I don't have the component of that that's up in the upper Cheyenne. For Devil's Lake Basin, that's right now the amount that's estimated of water content in that snow mass up there right now is roughly 682,000 acre feet, give or take a couple. And with that, we're expecting close to 600,000 of that acre feet to end up eventually into Devil's Lake and Stump Lake. So that equates to roughly a 3.3 foot rise from where it is right now, still keeping it just shy of the 1,540 foot level that it hit in 2011, but getting awful darn close to that. And then, as I told the group here, the nasty situation in the background would be if we had a spring as 2004 occurred up in that area, where they did get that 2-4 inches of warm, wet rain right on top of things. That could push close to 1 million acre feet of water. So that's how bad that gets. Not into the Cheyenne. That's going into the Devil's Lake Basin. That just wouldn't cause that to rise even more.
And that's not this year, folks. Just we preface, that's not this year.
That's not this year. When people ask me what a worst-case scenario is, my imagination always has a few of those set up and ready.
Greg Gust with the National Weather Service.